LeBron James's tequila company linked to an explosive brawl in Encore. Earlier this month, an explosive and public brawl shook the Encore at Wynn Las Vegas, drawing attention to the personal lives of individuals connected to NBA legend LeBron James's tequila company, Lobos 1707. The altercation involved the company's chief marketing officer, Aaron Harris, and her husband's alleged OnlyFans model mistress, Danielle Pertusiello. According to reports by Fox News, Aaron Harris found herself at the center of the brawl, engaging in a heated confrontation with Danielle Pertusiello, who is stated to be involved in an extramarital affair with Harris's husband, Mike Harris. The New York Post reported that Pertusiello made it clear that she held Harris responsible for the altercation, stating that she was attacked from behind during the scuffle. Videos of the incident have since surfaced on the internet, providing a glimpse into the chaotic scene that unfolded at the luxurious Encore Las Vegas. The leaked footage showcased the intensity of the altercation and has further fueled public curiosity about the events leading up to the altercation. In the aftermath of the brawl, both Aaron Harris and Danielle Pertusiello offered conflicting accounts of what transpired. Pertusiello asserted that Harris's actions were not reflective of the women empowerment persona she portrays. On the other hand, Aaron Harris's husband, Mike Harris, denied any connection between the Vegas brawl and his alleged affair with Pertusiello. Between the personal and business world, while the details surrounding the brawl remain unclear, the incident has undoubtedly placed the spotlight on Lobos 1707 and LeBron James's tequila venture. As the chief marketing officer of the tequila company, Aaron Harris's involvement in a highly publicized altercation has raised questions about how the company will respond to this PR challenge. Investors and stakeholders may be keen to see how Lobos 1707 addresses the issue and manages its image going forward. Additionally, the episode has garnered significant attention from the public and media, raising questions about the impacts of personal relationships on business matters. The controversy serves as a reminder that personal conduct and actions, even outside of professional settings, can have repercussions on individuals' careers and the companies they represent. Official statements expected. The legal implications of the brawl are also being scrutinized. Danielle Pertusiello was issued a citation for disorderly conduct, further adding to the complexity of the situation. Legal experts may weigh in on the potential consequences for all parties involved, and the court of public opinion may influence the aftermath of the incident. As the story continues to unfold, observers await responses from Lobos 1707 and LeBron James's team regarding their stance on the matter. The incident serves as a reminder that individuals in the public eye must exercise caution and discretion in their personal lives, as actions taken outside of their professional roles can impact their reputations and the companies they represent.